This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A Gallup hospital is eliminating nearly 80 jobs as it responds to reduced patient counts following a $14 million loss in 2020. The job cuts announced Tuesday by Rehoboth McKinley Christian Healthcare Services include 27 layoffs made in May when it closed Wellspring Recovery Center, plus elimination of 27 currently vacant positions. The Gallup Independent reports that other moves include severing 18 contracts with temporary or traveling workers and laying off 6 local physicians and staff. Interim CEO Don Smithberg said federal pandemic relief funding provided, quote, only a temporary reprieve from financial challenges that have been persistent for years. The statement said Rehoboth McKinley's 2020 losses resulted from the suspension of elective surgeries and non-essential services during the pandemic. Two billionaires are putting everything on the line to ride their own rockets into space. It's intended to be a flashy confidence boost for customers seeking their own short joyrides. The lucrative high-stakes chase for space tourists will unfold on the fringes of space beginning this weekend with Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson. He's due to take off Sunday from New Mexico, launching with 2 pilots and 3 other company employees aboard an air-launched rocket plane. Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos departs 9 days later from West Texas. He'll blast off in an automated capsule with 3 guests, including an 82-year-old female aviation pioneer. Branson's flight will be longer, but Bezos will be higher. Branson's craft has more windows, but Bezos' windows are bigger. Branson's piloted plane has already flown to space 3 times. Bezos has 5 times as many test flights, though none with people aboard. Either way, they're shooting for sky-high bragging rights as the first person to fly his own rocket to space and experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness. More than 600 have reserved seats with Virgin Galactic at $250,000. Blue Origin expects to announce prices and open ticket sales once Bezos flies. The Navajo Nation today reported 24 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths for the 4th consecutive day. Tribal health officials say the total number of coronavirus-related cases on the reservation is 31,067 since the pandemic began more than a year ago, and the total number of known deaths is 1,357. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says the rise in case numbers was because some tribal family members traveled to Las Vegas recently and brought the virus back to their homes. Authorities say a suspect was killed during an encounter with Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies responding to a reported stabbing in a residential area. The shooting occurred yesterday in an area north of Santa Fe and was under investigation by the New Mexico State Police. The agency said information on the person killed and circumstances of the incident were not immediately available. Officer Dusty Francisco, a state police spokesman, confirmed a suspect was killed and said no deputies were injured. This is KUNM.